Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me, and we are broadcasting on Facebook Live today. It's kind of an experiment. It is a weird thing because you can actually see me talking on the radio as we speak. It's like weird, and I'm looking at myself.
You're an internet sensation.
Am I? We have, what, three people that are watching? I don't know. I don't know if this makes for good TV.
We just went to four. Four whole people.
Do we have any likes?
Yeah, we have three, including mine.
Okay. I'll take it. Where's mom and dad when you need them?
Right?
Yeah.
Slacking.
All right. So we also, though, have Jerry the Diver Guy from the mountains of Virginia connected via the web. Jerry,
what's
come in.
What's going on?
What's going on? And if that weren't enough, Eric Douglas, author extraordinaire, is with us as well from Virginia. So one's in West Virginia, one's
West,
in Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
West Virginia. Greg.
Right. That's what I said. Well, the other Virginia. Yeah.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Eric. How are you, buddy?
Doing good.
And everybody can see me. Whether they want to or not, on Facebook Live today with Scuba Radio.
Well, theoretically, if they don't want to see you, they just scroll on by.
Well, that's true. Basically, the reason we're doing this is to prove once and for all that indeed I have the face for radio.
As if there was any
doubt.
Well,
nobody was arguing with you yet.
Well, you know, but it's a new year, and you have to kind of reset and remind people, you know, just why we do Scuba Radio. What's so funny?
You're posing.
Yeah.
You're a poser.
Oh, that's right. There is a slight delay on the video. So that's what you were reacting to?
No, it's working. I just saw you just get, you know,
yeah,
cheese out on it.
Yeah.
There is a delay.
There is.
Yeah, there's a couple second delay.
Yeah, I can, you know, we can mug for the camera. CJ can get in front of the camera periodically today.
Yeah.
It's
but why would I?
No, well.
Yeah, he didn't show everybody his boogers.
Okay.
That's disgusting.
Really? Was that necessary, Jerry? Come on.
I'm staying behind the scenes.
He's the one that did it, not me.
Well,
These are the times when I just stay quiet. You know,
yeah,
right?
Well, good point, Eric. You are a smart
Jerry,
man.
Get off the sauce!
It's no. Spring water. It is spring water from the mountains of Virginia.
Put down the hooch!
And give it to
it's
us!
Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you may make some appearances throughout the Facebook Live video today, right, CJ?
Yeah, I don't know.
Come
I'm
on,
shy.
Carly. Come on, Carly.
I'm shy.
Show them what you got.
You know, we need the guy with the tutu that was here last week.
Oh, Tutu Tom.
That's when you should have had the Facebook Live.
Well, there was a reason why we didn't do it last week.
No, that would have been entertaining.
Okay, if you say so. It's kind of like, you know, sideshow freak thing.
And we could have also proved that you did indeed play your ukulele live on the air.
Well, I can still do that today.
It was so good.
People are going to find out.
There were people doubting that you were actually playing that live.
Well, we are, the audio feed on Facebook Live is actually the broadcast of Scuba Radio. And during the commercial breaks, the video feed goes. You cannot hear what we're saying during the commercial break for legal reasons. And for to protect our, well, reputation. No, that's not right.
Hey, I don't give a damn about my bad reputation.
Okay. Well, but my point is we'll be doing stuff during the commercial breaks that they'll be able to watch. They won't be able to hear, but I may pull out the ukulele.
Can I ask you a question?
And that's what she calls it. Thank you.
What kind of hack quotes Joan Jett lyrics? Me.
Okay. Curly is one of a kind.
I immediately wish I hadn't said that.
That right there is worth standing up and just taking a bow. Come on, here he goes. If you're on Facebook Live, you're now seeing CJ. Take a bow, and you're welcome, and we apologize, I think, is actually more appropriate. All right, so...
Golf claps.
We don't give a damn about our bad reputation, so we will continue with this show, is what you're trying to say, maybe?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Are we going to talk about stuff?
We are going to talk about diving-related things, news and information. I
just
got a lot of
stories. Just fill until then, just like treading water?
Yeah.
We'll call this segment Treading Water.
No, no. That is not a new feature for 2018.
Should I throw up a flag?
Penalty! No.
Should I switch to my snorkel?
We're going
to
talk about interesting... You know, nuggets of knowledge that you as a diver can share with your diving friends on the next dive adventure that you share. You know, pastime on the surface interval. I got to, you know, and stuff that is deep, of course, because it's scuba diving, right? And, you know, things that we, you know, go out of our way to find the answers for you so you can talk intelligently with your fellow diver, your dive buddy.
For a change.
Not for a change. It's not a new thing. We've been doing this for over 20 years, CJ. We're not going to stop now. So,
no, I mean, you can talk. I'll be able to talk intelligently for a change.
Yes. So the first story is, do sharks fart?
I don't think so. Unless they get something with
wrong!
Some sort of air or gas
wrong!
In it.
You can get Kathy a shirt made out of titanium.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. Well, she will shrink that son of a bitch every time.
Okay. All right. What the hell is going on?
I don't know.
What is that?
Casey's shrinking shorts.
He's shrinking shorts. Is he trying to talk to us or is he talking to someone else?
Next on Non Sequitur Theater. Casey from the tobacco hut.
Yeah, a little
will speak nonsense.
That's concerning to me because I'm not sure where he's going with that.
And we ask ourselves, what the hell is happening?
Yeah, Jerry, talk to him off the air real quick and make sure, you know, Casey knows he's on the radio. I don't know if that comment was for us or
and
not.
And Facebook.
Yeah, he may not have meant that to be on the radio. Could you tell, CJ? I couldn't tell.
He was talking about Kathy shrinking a shirt.
Yeah.
Titanium.
And she's a son of a...
Maybe she's a person that's bad at laundry.
Maybe, but I don't know what that has to do with sharks farting.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Unless, I thought he was talking about, wasn't there a great white named Catherine?
Ah, that's true.
So at first, I'm like, where's he going with this?
All right,
did
Casey,
Catherine ingest a titanium
is that
shirt
what you were saying?
And then farted?
Casey, come back to me. Or talk to me, Casey.
Yes.
Okay. Is that what you're talking about, Catherine, the great white shark? Is that what you meant?
Well, no. I was in the middle of another discussion.
Oh,
I just got on my computer. And I didn't know it came on with the mic on. So
yes.
You heard the tail end of a completely separate conversation here.
Uh-huh.
Some of us have real jobs.
This is Casey's first time on the radio, so we're going to give him a pass.
Well, according to Eric Douglas, I'm just a longtime listener. So give me a break.
Usually say longtime listener, longtime fan. But he didn't want to throw that in there.
First time.
No, there was nothing
not
about,
really realizing I'm on the air. Caller.
There was nothing about
long-time
super
listener
radio cigars. There was nothing about smuggling rum on the boat. No, I'm just a long-time listener with a snoring problem.
What's in them blunts?
Oh,
hey?
Wait a minute. Wait.
What's in them blunts?
Well, hold on. Casey is referring to Turks and Chaos.
Yeah.
And his representation in the book. Is that what you're trying to say there, Casey?
Yes, yes. Of all the things I've done for the show, I'm just a guy with a snoring problem.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We're going to have to address this because I hear some.
I would add mermaid rum runner.
No. There was no mention of running rum. There was no mention of a box of custom-labeled scuba radio cigars. None of that. Just me on an altercation with my roommate because I snore.
Fine tobacco proprietor.
Well, see, we got audio
of
it.
It's much worse than that. It's more like a bear in the woods having a breathing problem.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, mind if I snore? Hey, mind if I fart? You know, what if it was a shark? What if it was a shark? I mean, that's the story I'm trying to get out there to everybody so they can talk intelligently on their next, surface interval on the dive
boat. It's those damn snoring, farting sharks.
No, I said it's either or. I mean, you know.
So the scuba radio line is we're talking about sharks, which there was no mention of sharks in the book either.
Well, I'm trying to get off of that. We'll address this in just a bit because we have the author with us, Eric Douglas, and obviously there's some issues with how Casey was represented in Turks and Chaos, the latest book release from Eric Douglas. And
I didn't even get to punch anybody.
Well, no, wait a minute. I don't think that's accurate. But just hold your pants on there, Casey. Just wait a minute. Let me
all
get
right,
this.
So I'm over talking about shirts. I'm back on Scuba Radio. Let's talk about scuba stuff.
Okay. So in the facts, what do you think? Do sharks fart?
Well, I can physically say I've seen them poop, so I would imagine there might be a little gas in there.
Okay. And CJ says no. Jerry says what?
Let them fart.
Okay. Hey, Eric, do you have a comment, or are you staying quiet for, reputation reasons?
I'm staying out of Casey's way at the moment.
Okay, exactly. Well, they're in two different locations, so he's safe for now. Well out of smacking range. All right, we'll get back on track maybe next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What in God's name are you talking?
You think they wanted the sharks to get smarter? It just happened. And they all got eaten because of it.
Sharks patrol these waters. Sharks patrol these waters. It's murder out there, murder out there. Sharks patrol these waters. Sharks patrol these waters. Hey, don't you worry about the Deglo Orange Life Preserver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. We are doing Facebook Live today, by the way. If you get on the Facebook Scuba Radio page, you can actually pull up the video feed and see indeed how ugly we are. And you're welcome, or you've been warned. But
Greg, you're a handsome, powerful man. Have a little confidence.
You think? Well, thank you, I think. I don't know how to take that. It makes me feel a little awkward. Moving on, we do have Eric Douglas, author extraordinaire. He just released his latest book, Turks and Chaos, Hostile Waters. We're going to talk about that in just a bit and find out exactly why Casey is a little miffed in his representation.
Snoring problem. Jesus.
Okay, there was a little hint of maybe why, but we'll get to that in just a bit. I got to cover this other story that I know Jerry the Diver Guy and Casey my friend out there at the Tobacco Hut.
Long-time listener, Casey.
Long-time listener. First-time listener, long-time fan. But it's in his case, it's long-time listener, and that's it.
Long-time snorer.
Okay, we're just like digging the hole deeper.
I was with Greg, the inceptionist, before it even got on the radio.
Well, that's true. Yeah, there's a little angst in his voice.
And
today,
you could have stopped this whole thing and you did nothing.
What do you mean?
You stood idly by and let this happen. It's your fault.
No.
Greg, being the liquid silver devil that he has, talked me into it.
I poured gasoline on the story.
He would not be denied.
Eric will back me up later, but we'll get that in just a bit. We got to cover this shark question. You know, I get a lot of questions as a dive instructor. You know, what about sharks when you're going scuba diving, that kind of thing? And, you know, they're scared of them. You know, are they going to eat me and all this? But this was one of the most unique questions I've ever seen, and I can't take total credit for it as much as I'd like to, because David Schiffman, who evidently writes some kind of he calls himself the Shark Man, I guess. I don't know. And I just stumbled across his story. And he publishes some blog about sharks. And he got a question from somebody who read his blog. And it said, "Dear Shark Man, do sharks fart? Sincerely, Restless in Raleigh." And so he goes on to answer this question of do sharks, you know, expel gas? Like many of the other dive buddies that I have, well, in present company, they don't have a tendency to wait till we're underwater, which is really bad. However, but do sharks fart?
Who cares? Probably.
Well, here's
what
he said.
I think would be more farty than a shark.
Would you like to know, though? Would you like to know the truth as opposed to, like, who cares? I mean, this is like a little nugget of diving knowledge that you as a diver could share with your dive buddy.
We're not going to smell it, right? So,
okay, yeah, to truly find this out, you're going to have to take your mask off and take a whiff.
Well, no, I mean, you would see it underwater. Right? So here's what the shark man says after he, you know, laughed hysterically. He decided, well, maybe I'd actually try to answer the question and see what I can find out. And according to him and the research that he did, when he Googled it, it just came up as, you know, he Googled shark farts, but Google wouldn't take it. So it kept putting in shark facts. So you're not going to be able to just Google this on your own and find the answer out. So he had to dig in a little deeper, and he went to the Smithsonian Animal Answer Guide and found out that captive sand tiger sharks have been known to expel gas bubbles out of their, you know, thingy, whatever that shark, you know, nether region.
Sharkdom.
Buttocks.
What is it?
Sharkdom.
Their buttocks.
Okay, their buttocks. That would be the technical term for the cloacia or something like that. I don't know how you say it. But, you know, the shark nether regions, right? But they think that it's, you know, there have been tiger sharks and sand tiger sharks that actually gulp a bit of air at the surface, and then they go down and they use that for their buoyancy. And then when they want to go deeper, or, you know, want to sink deeper,
well, that makes
they
sense.
Expel the gas, and hopefully
so
you're
it's
not
like
behind
a controlled
them.
Descent.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, they, you know, and
that's pretty cool.
So I guess, I mean, the answer is yes, they do in some way. Now, I don't know. If they,
I bet dolphins fart, and I know for a fact mermaids do.
Okay, I don't know that I want to really go there, but I'm just
too late.
But now you know. Yeah,
technically, sharks don't eat broccoli or beans or any of that, so they shouldn't fart. It's an all meat diet.
Well, I think that it's one of these things where they don't.
You don't swallow any air, and then you know.
Well, I don't think they expel gas frequently. If they ate broccoli and stuff like that. Actually, there was another story that says they found some sharks that are vegetarian.
What?
Yeah, they don't eat meat. They eat like some kind of vegetarian type diet.
Vegetarian?
Yeah. Veg.
What? So the sharks eat seaweed?
Those are the sharks you don't want to swim behind. Trust me.
Woo!
Actually, you wouldn't want to swim above them.
Okay, that's true. Exactly. Now, yeah, I don't know what they would smell like. And I'm not really willing to participate in that research, but...
Well, it won't be fishy.
Well, not the veggie sharks, right. Yeah, I don't know what type species, but they found some sharks that actually eat, you know, they have a veggie-type diet as opposed
Wouldn't
to...
Would that be a little shark?
I didn't get
deep,
that far
deep,
into
deep,
it.
One of those super deep sharks?
Are those the ones that follow behind the cruise ship? Maybe they ate, like, the leftover salads.
Maybe.
Ew.
Maybe.
Like chicken salad sandwich?
Mm.
They don't like ranch dressing, I heard, though.
Okay, you heard this. Why is that? Do you have a...
I've conducted my own shark research.
More of a blue cheese animal.
Ah, that would make sense.
That would contribute to the farts. Any.
Okay, well, now we know that they do. Let's just leave it alone. We've kind of, you know, went down that road far enough. Or
this concludes the educational portion of our program.
Oh, boy. All right. So
such as it is.
Yeah, you know, every once in a while, even after 20 years of doing this show, I come across these little nuggets like that. And I mean, would that, I would have never thought to even ask that. But the
is
fact
that nuggets
that,
in the farts?
Well, let's just we'll leave the four letter words off for now. I think we've talked enough. We've had enough potty humor. Let's bring this let's ascend slightly and start talking about other things. And it's hard to keep a straight face because CJ is offering commentary on Facebook Live with notes and stuff he's putting in front of the camera. So you'll only be able to read those if you join the party online today.
Well, I have some good news, Greg.
Yes, you do.
Thank God.
I was at the airport in Phoenix. Long story there, but I was at the airport in Phoenix this weekend with my big Scuba Pro backpack.
Yeah. Oh, we'll be right
and
back.
And I met two listeners.
Two listeners. Mom and Dad. So sweet. All right, we'll get the rest of the story next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. Also, we have Jerry the Diver Guy, author Eric Douglas, and Casey connected via the web today. We're broadcasting on Facebook Live, and the comments are coming. You can join us just by going to Facebook and type it in Scuba Radio. You'll find it, and you can watch the live video feed of me just talking in a microphone.
Rest of us are off camera.
Yes. For legal reasons and your sanity.
I'm allowed and safety to be on the internet. I just probably shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's laws.
No, it's fine. I mean, legally, I'm fine.
Legally, you're fine, but not the people that would be seeing you. That's the part we're trying to avoid.
I'm not sure how
the
that
legal
works.
Issues involved with such stuff.
I only did pre-law.
Yeah.
I didn't get into the real
stuff
in college.
Before the break, Casey ran into my mom and dad at the airport, evidently. Who said they had listened to the show. Is that right, Casey, or what?
No, actually, It was two completely strangers. They saw my new Scuba Bro backpack that I got in the Turks and Caicos.
Ah.
And they asked me if I was an instructor. I said, no. I said, but I'm on the radio show Scuba Radio. You guys listen to that? And they said, yeah, we listen all the time. I said, well, I'm the voice of Greg's old dive buddy, Casey.
How about
that? They
were
like, cool. Hey,
really?
We listen to it all the time. And we were talking about, you know, Captain Slate and all these different people in Florida. So
well,
at least
nice.
Two listeners.
You're not just the voice of Casey. You actually are Casey.
Did they go, hey, are you the snorer in Turks and Chaos?
They didn't read any books. They said they don't read at all.
Oh, well, that would explain why they listen to this show.
Mouth breathers.
Like a lot of divers.
Yeah. True. True. Well, where are they from exactly? Do you know? Or did you get that far, Casey? You don't
know.
Think?
They ran from him.
Yeah. Well, that would explain it. Well, and we lost Casey, did we? Casey, are
no,
you there?
No, I'm here. I'm okay. Here. I'm just listening to all
well,
the
where,
wonderful
where
commentary.
Were they from? You ran into them at the airport. Did they say where they were from? Do you want to give them a little shout-out? Do you remember their names or anything?
They were actually from New Mexico.
Aha.
So,
New
hey, guys,
Mexico.
If you're listening, it's Casey, Greg's old dive buddy, and snorer.
Okay.
¿Cómo está? Muy bien, gracias.
There you go. More coming up. Take care.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, what are you doing today?
I don't know. I was kind of bored. You want to do something cool?
Well, like what?
We could go scuba dive.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. I've never done it before.
Well, there's only a few things that you got to do to be good at it, and it's really easy to learn. Here, I'll show you. Come with me.
Okay, everyone, let's get our gear on. Let's go for a dive. Thanks, you right here.
Now, be a scuba diver. It can be so much fun. Memories and sharing good times in the sun. Descend with the quickness, equalize so you don't pop. To avoid decompression sickness, always make a safety stop. You know, gonna be a scuba diver. Gonna be an underwater survivor. Gonna be a scuba diver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, author Eric Douglas, and Casey the Snorer. No, that's not his name. It's Casey, my old dive buddy from back in the day. You know, and actually, Casey, you know, you said something about when you ran into those folks at the airport and they said, you know, they recognized the diver backpack that you had on there and said you guys started, you know, strumming up a conversation. You didn't say whether or not they had been coming from a dive trip. Do you even know or where?
No,
what?
They were they did backstage sound for different companies. So they okay. were coming to a new job from the
Got it.
Last concert.
Yeah. But you said you weren't a dive instructor. You were a dive instructor.
Well, I was, but I think they were referring to MIM now.
Yeah, understood.
All right. I said, I have been. I had a shop in Mount Dora, but, you know, most recently, and then we got around to, well, do you ever listen to scuba radio?
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting a no, but they said, yeah, we listen to it all the time.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, well, it is nice. It is fun when people stop you and next thing they know, you're who? Oh, man, I used to listen to you guys when you were good, you know, Or like what happened to me in Curacao. I met a couple in Curacao at the booze facility there at the Blue Curacao.
I like you guys better when you had your makeup on.
Yeah, well, no, this guy goes. He goes.
Oh wait,
yeah,
that was Kiss.
I listen to you guys all the time, and then I got sick of hearing you travel all around the world and go to all these cool places and talk about it. I'm like, screw you.
Cut to the point.
And you know. But
I was thinking about that, Greg.
Yeah.
I was thinking what should really happen is maybe you should take a break and start sending some of the crew out to review these places, and you could just pay us for the trip.
You know, I could do that, but after 20 years, I'm kind of in a rut. And why get
out
of that now?
Let's kick you out of that rut. We'd all volunteer to help you out of this crisis.
No.
Listen, that listener may have a point. It might be a way better show if you had a show about scuba diving and you never traveled anywhere or dove and just sat in your house instead.
You know what?
That may be a better show. Should we try that?
You know, let me marinate on that for a while.
Hey, I got, look, all the news stations, everybody, send out remote reporters.
Yeah.
So you should have a team of us. And we'll go, and we will be a remote reporter for you.
I say
and
do
that way
it.
You don't have to do anything.
Don't wait for me.
By the mermaid pool.
Don't wait for me. Just do it. Just start going around and diving all over, and then come back and talk to me about it.
You know, Greg, he does have a point.
He has a point, as we all do. And you know,
Jerry kind of does that. He reports to us from the Query and from Dollywood.
Right. Yep.
And Casey reports to us from the Tobacco Hut, so you guys are already kind of remote.
True. See?
More of a lifestyle surface
thing. I was thinking we could turn in, like, expense reports to Greg, and then he could cut us a check.
I'm remote from Facebook Live here.
Yeah, yeah.
This is all a volunteer army.
It is, but it is an army in a certain sense, for sure. But anyway, let's get back to why.
It's like the Kiss Army in that we are an army, and we have stickers and T-shirts.
True. True, but Casey's getting a little too comfortable with this conversation. He's a little bit too, you know. Let's get him back. Let's aggravate him again because I think he's a little annoyed about how he's portrayed in the latest book by Eric Douglas. Is that fair to say, Casey, or are you just kind of yanking our chain? You don't care, do you? Or do you? Be honest. Casey, he's not going to talk to us now.
Is he pouting?
Oh, boy.
Silence is admission.
Silence is golden. Okay.
He snored again.
I think he's annoyed. He fell asleep.
Now you'd hear it.
He has sleep apnea. That's what happened. He just fell asleep on us live.
More like narcolepsy.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, if you just pass out for instantly and fall asleep.
Okay, well, it could be that. Okay.
Getting back on the whole
snoring. Oh, there he is.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah.
Well, is there a delay?
I don't know. Well, there might be with Casey. I'm not sure if there is one on a technical standpoint. But, Casey, are you annoyed about how you were portrayed in the book? Seriously, or no?
No. I'm just glad to be in the book. But I did find it a little bit shortcoming that my only claim to fame is I'm a listener and I snore.
No, that is not accurate. Wait a minute. Eric, back me up.
Did you provide Eric with your bio and a press kit?
I was thinking
Greg would give him all the pertinent information about smuggling rum, cigars, you know. No, you didn't.
Casey's more of a pirate, not Greg's.
Yeah. Hold on, Eric. You have the floor. What were you going to say?
It's entirely my fault, Casey. I shortchanged you, but, you know, when you're trying to fit in everybody that was on the boat, just to do justice to all the characters, quote-unquote characters that were on the boat, it makes it a little tough to linger on any one person for any length of time.
In all honesty, Eric, I am pleased just being a book. It's fun. I'm just, you know, I'm thinking, you know, this is probably all Greg's fault because he probably just said, well, this is what Casey did. He snored.
Well, Casey, let me tell you, I had to tell Eric to clean it up just a little bit because there was a sex scene involving you and one of the mermaids. And I just didn't feel it was appropriate. It made you look like the man, though. Let me tell you that much. Wow.
Greg, I understand you can only be the man in these books. I get it. You are the man.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Well, in fairness, the books are about Mike Scott.
Right.
So Mike Scott is the man.
Yeah. He is. That's true. And that's one of the reasons why I ended up on
Greg
the cutting room
floor. Okay, Greg
runs
a close second to Mike. I mean, they could be interchangeable.
Greg, you can be second to me. That's fine.
Okay, you weren't even in it though.
No, but I have portrayed Mike Scott before.
Oh, that's true. That's in the audio.
You are
book
the voice
form.
Of Mike Scott.
So really, right. I'm the man.
You are the man vicariously through the words of Eric Douglas.
And he wasn't even on the trip.
That is, it's kind of weird.
Or
that way.
Was I?
But really, does CJ snore?
No.
Okay. We're just saying.
Nope. But I do drool.
That's Casey's superpower.
I do drool a lot.
But in all honesty, Eric, thanks for putting me in there. It's a fun read. It is a great book.
Yeah, it is.
I'm glad you like it. I thought it was a great device, though, to set up your roommate.
Everyone go buy it now.
That was part of the fun. I did laugh at that.
Well, and I believe Casey, in the end, comes back, and he's part of the crew that kind of helps save the day.
He is. Casey's a hero at the end. Story, I'm guessing Casey hasn't finished the story.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. He just got to that part. Like, I did what? Oh, screw this noise. And he slaps the book. Actually, it was an e-book.
Actually, it jammed in my shredder, but that's another story.
Yeah, and that's really bad for a laptop, by the way.
Really bad because it was my iPad. E-book. Yeah, you should have seen it. It was really hard just even getting it in the slot.
Yeah, but it was. It is a good read. And you can go to booksbyeric.com. It's available Kindle, Amazon, everywhere. Right, Eric? Turks
Absolutely.
And Chaos?
Yeah, it's on and Kindle. Austin it's on Waters. iBook. In any e-reader, you can get it at Barnes & Noble's.
I downloaded it off as an e-book immediately after the last show, and it's a fun, fun read.
Well, there you go.
Thank you, sir.
In spite of your... Yeah, in spite of how you're represented with having some issues.
Maybe some future adventure, I could get a little more recognition.
Well, you know what?
It's
really how you look at it.
Careful, he may kill you.
That's right. Yeah, his snoring
from shark farts. You make me mad. You can die in the next book.
That's true. But
I would consider it an honor, Eric, to kill me off.
I would consider it an honor. I think it's Casey's superpower. You know, he could use the snoring because it's so loud to shatter glasses and break out of imprisoned locations that, you know, the team are a part of. Because that's the next step, I think, right, Eric? So, is we take everybody's, turns them into some kind of superpower thing.
Apparently, Eric hadn't thought of that.
No, he said, leave the writing to me, I think is what he's, I'm picking up on that. I'm kind of.
Maybe he's writing right now. He's inspired.
Exactly. He's taking notes.
There'll be a nuclear explosion during a dive, and everybody surfaces with superpowers.
Oh, yes. Wow. What would your diver?
You are a hero creator.
What would your diving superpower be, CJ? What do you think? Would you have one as a diver?
I would slay mermaids.
I was thinking talking people to death.
Okay.
Ouch.
That's Greg.
Yeah, that was CJ, though. He thinks it of you, not me. You know, Snoreman has said that you are Talkman or something.
And he has a big Z on his chest.
Z, yes, right. I like it.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Did you throw a trident?
Yeah, there were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Rick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should find yourself a safe house or a relative close by. Lay low for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder.
Heat up the pool a little before you dive in.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Sure. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio, and looks like Crockett's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Crockett, what's going on?
I was just looking at a posting on Facebook today, and it was from Rocket Frog Divers in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And it was a photo from a dive site called Argentina Point, and it was a giant Pacific mantas that they have there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was, photos they posted was albino species.
An albino manta.
Yeah, albino manta, and they mentioned that it's in the, I think, in the top 10 of rare albino species in the world.
Interesting. Okay, so that's on your diver list?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've already dove Argentina Point, but I never saw. I didn't see an albino one.
The albino manta. That does sound like
that
something
would be super cool.
Put on the bucket list to do. You know, here's the deal. We're recruiting listeners to travel around the world and be on Scuba Radio. And so I don't have to travel. All right. But
I'm up for that gig.
Okay. Well, go do it and then come back and tell me about it.
Okie doke.
All right. There you go. Simple as that. See, who said we have to do anything special? It's like no different than what we've been doing the last 20 years.
Send them a sticker.
No. And I have no stickers to hand out anymore. Right.
How's he going to identify himself?
He can, I think he should brand himself. He can just, use a Sharpie.
He needs a tattoo. Tattoos.
I have tattoos. I don't have any, stickers at the moment. We're just out of
He needs a real tattoo. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you show you are a true Scuba Radio, informant.
I'm calling out the promotions department.
Okay. Well, you can call him out if you like, but
I
think a real tattoo would just show your dedication to the art.
How do you know I don't already have one?
I was going to say, I have one, but I'm not showing it to just anybody.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yeah, usually
thank you very much, Eric.
Yeah, usually it just says scuba. We'll just leave it at that.
But when I get excited,
yes,
it says
hello,
scuba radio,
hey.
It's always better down where it's wetter.
Yeah, there we go. The whole thing.
It's going to be self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Yeah, it could be that, too. All right. So, I don't know, though.
He ain't telling.
The superpower element. You know, we're talking about the book Turks and Chaos a little bit today with Eric Douglas, who wrote it and featured the Scuba Radio crew. And it's a great read. You'll love it. You'll enjoy it. Where does it go from here? Well, last week we had another author on. And the reason I was bringing up the superpower thing is that he wrote a book. And the character in the book had this ability to hold its breath forever. Kind of like an Aquaman kind of thing. And it didn't make me think, like, you know, I don't know if you ever decide to go down that road or, you know, take that path within your writing, Eric, but having superpowers as a diver, you know, I think this would be something that could be kind of cool. And I've thought about this many times, and I kind of know what I would do. But CJ, what do you think?
I think if I had an underwater superpower, it would be to have the ability to hypnotize any lobster I come across.
Aha. Uh-huh. I can already do that. I can already do
that. So you're already a superhero.
In a sense, yes. Yeah, in my own mind.
You can't
for
really
sure.
hypnotize them, though. I've seen you.
You become one with the lobster.
You get lucky and loop them sometimes.
They don't call me the lucky looper
for nothing. Are we going to be honest on the radio, or are we going to have talk about like fairyland?
Why start being honest now after all these years?
It's Scuba Radio. It's
exactly.
All right, well, I don't have that ability, so that would be
you would like
superpower.
To pick that up. Well, I can train you. I can train you.
For reals?
Train you. Train you, will I will. Yeah, is that how he says it, Yoda?
Not really.
I gotta train you, I will.
That was terrible.
No, it wasn't very good.
Sound like Scooby-Doo. Retro, right?
Yes, exactly. So, I love the idea. I don't know, Eric, have you ever thought about that? If you had a superpower, would it be to be able to hold your breath underwater as long as you could, like that character the guy wrote last week that we were talking with?
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't catch the show last week.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to hold my breath as just have my own gills. You know?
Well, true.
Like Vince Gill.
He had the power to be like a dolphin, like a like a mammal underwater that could hold its breath for a really long time, like half hour at a time, and he could swim around like a dolphin. So he didn't have gills.
Yeah, I'm thinking more Aquaman, personally. I'm thinking just be able to swim and breathe and never have to surface if I didn't want to.
Well, okay. So that would be the superpower, just to be able to stay underwater without tanks and all that kind of stuff. That's how
you need to eat, so you better be good at catching fish.
Well, I would think if you could stay down as long as you want, you could have whatever you want. All the fresh seafood you could eat.
That'd be amazing.
That would be pretty nice. But I don't know if it would stop there. I mean, sure, that'd be nice. For me, I'd want to be able to hold my breath, sure, but I'd want to be able to see clearly underwater, you know, without a mask, not have, you know, where you really just, you could be free, you know, be like a buff diver, and you just go down, you're not wearing anything, you can see, and you live underwater like a fish.
Buck naked!
Well, I guess technically you would
be buck naked. Which would, of course, make it uncomfortable for the rest of us.
Well, no, not really.
You have shrinkage, so it doesn't matter.
No, you guys would have to have masks, and you wouldn't be able to wear masks. You wouldn't be able to see underwater like me. I'd be the only one who could see clearly.
We would see you through our masks.
No, no, you wouldn't wear your mask. I wouldn't allow that.
Gee, that's fun.
It's not a superpower if everyone has it. It has to be unique. You hear what I'm saying, CJ?
Yep, that's unique.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, you can come up with some more for hour two. We actually have Dr. Doug standing by, our heart surgeon and super diver. He's going to join us in hour two and much, much more on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't go anywhere.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.